Hello everyone, this is John Martin. I'm an international, visionary, intuitive healer. And today, you're going to listen to Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, Ave Maria, and then followed by Angelic Guided Meditation number 3. Enjoy it, have fun. Tomorrow, I will be in Vancouver for the Body, Soul and Spirit Expo for 3 days, giving lectures and workshops. Enjoy, have fun, and visit my website, johnmartinhealer.com. Take care, and see you soon. Bye-bye. Good morning, everyone. This is John Martin. I'm an international visionary and intuitive healer. And today we're going to spend 40 minutes together for a group meditation. I would like you to uncross your legs, open your eyes, and feel free to enjoy the session. Okay. As usually, you're going to visualize 1 inch below your belly button. Visualize water, pure, calm, crystal water. And please leave your eyes open so you'll be able to be all aware of all this session. On top of that water, visualize a crystal ball floating on that water. That crystal ball has a color. Which color is it?
Pink.
Might be pink, might be green, might be yellow, might be white, might be with dots, might be with stripes, might be with several colors at the same time, like a rainbow. Whatever comes to you. Now, I would like you to focus on that crystal ball. You stay focused on that crystal ball. And of course, your eyes are open. Otherwise, as we are reaching new vibrations and higher vibrations, you might fall asleep. Well, that's not a big deal. I mean, it's okay also. If you need rest, do it. Okay. So stay focused on that crystal ball. That's the most important part of the meditation. You have to be focused and grounded. Each time before we travel through time and space, you need to be grounded. That's the first step. Now, visualize above you, coming down towards you, energy. Energy that comes through you. You might feel chills. You might feel that the temperature will drop a little bit, or even more. You might feel different energy moves in your body. Accept them, let they be, let they come towards you. Let go your mind. Let go your thoughts. You feel that all your pains are getting released. Might be a back pain. Might be a shoulder pain. Feel them, they get released. And how are you going to visualize this? This is very easy. On the pain that you have, you visualize like it's getting away from you as dust. And that dust, as soon as it gets out of your body, whatever color it is inside, as soon as it gets out of your body, it becomes white dust. And as it goes away and goes up and up and up, it gets lighter and lighter and whiter and whiter. Doing this, you not only heal yourself, but you also create energy. And that's just huge. But in order to be able to do it, the first thing you need to do is to focus and stay focused on that crystal ball. Why? Otherwise, you will feel a lot of heat on your face. And that heat, it comes because you just are not linked to your crystal ball. You're not grounded anymore. So when this happens to you, when you feel that heat that comes to your ears, that comes to your face, and then tires you at the same time because it's heavy, it's a lot of energy. So you open your eyes when this happens, and you slightly see yourself getting toward that crystal ball and focusing there. Feel it. Feel you getting inside of that crystal ball. Yes. For some of you, it would be easy to get grounded. For some others, it will make you take some time. Whatever. Listen again the next day to that meditation and do it several days following. You will see that soon you will be able, just like this, to be able to get connected to your soul. In fact, I didn't name it so far, but that crystal ball is your soul, okay? So feel it. Yes, feel it. Feel that crystal ball. For those who know how to get to that crystal ball, well, use that time in order to stay on that crystal ball. Visualize it, feel it, get inside of it. Feel the color, feel the waves inside of that crystal ball, which in fact are your energy. See, no matter if we're going fast to that crystal ball or if we take time in order to get access to it, everyone can reach a different stage and work on that crystal ball at a different level. No matter if you ground fast or if it takes you time to get grounded. Yes. Feel that wave of that crystal ball. Now, you may have your hands that feel that energy coming from upward. Feel that heat in your hands. Look at your hands, they might have changed color and became pink. That's funny, I know. And it works at distance. Not only it works at distance when someone is in the same room as you, it works also at distance when someone is listening to it. And guess what? Even if that person listens to it after it had been recorded, works the same way also. Time and space don't exist. It's only a notion that we created, that men created it, in order to be able to set appointments with each other. Okay? Visualize that crystal ball. Stay in it. Now visualize its shines. Now, visualize it changes color. Whatever the color it was before, feel it becoming clearer and clearer, whiter and whiter, lighter and lighter. For some of you, it was already a white crystal ball. For some others, it might have been another color. Feel it slightly moves to a white divine energy. Now, as we do this, we might have some blockages that open up, that pop up. Might be your solar plexus, and you feel that pain in it. So visualize that with that energy that comes from above you and that goes through you, it opens your chakras. See, like doors, and they open. For each chakra, it might be a different door. And for each person, it's a different door also. Might be a wood door, an iron door, a curtain door, whatever door it is. Visualize it. See as many details as you can. Are there embroideries on it? Which color? Which color are the embroideries? What is written on that embroidery? Is it a symbol? Are there jewelries in it? On that door, encrusted? Yes. As soon as you visualize your door, the more precise you see your door, the easier for you it is in order to open it. When you want to open it, don't try to open it with your hands. Just say a magic word. Your magic word. You know, fairy tales are not only fairy tales. They are very powerful tools. When we are a kid, we know it, but then we forget it. Use your word, create your own word in order to be able to open that door, those doors. And it works the same way for each of your chakra. Right now, I'm not only talking, I'm sending you those programs in order for you to be able to open your own chakras with your own program word. For some of you, you may want to use Shazam. For some others, you would say Sesam. For some others, you would say Abracadabra. Whatever. Or just, please open, or open yourself, or bloom, or whatever. Choose your word that talks to you. And see it in front of you, written on a nice wall. Visualize in front of you a white wall, and visualize the word that you want to use it written in front of you, with big, huge capital letters. Now visualize that it's written in gold color. Your word is written in gold color on a white page. Now visualize that that word is written in a gold circle. Okay? Now, visualize that that gold circle is not only a ball, it's not only a circle, but it's a ball. And that ball, in that ball, is written the name for your opening, your chakra. Visualize it. Take a few seconds to visualize that ball that floats in the air, and it's just like there. You have it? You have a precise vision of it? You have this in your mind? Okay, it's in front of you? Okay. So now, you're going to visualize that crystal ball. And in this crystal ball, there is a shelf. There is a shelf. You might have been already been creating that shelf, so call it and visualize it. For some others, it might be the first time that you hear this, so create that shelf. Visualize a shelf in your crystal ball. That shelf, you can call it whenever you want, and it appears. That shelf may have been made with wood, with iron, with crystal, with whatever. With gold, might be old gold shelf. Might be good, might be heavy, but might be good. Might be crystal, might be a specific color, okay? It's your shelf. And we always start to put the different objects we put on that shelf on the first shelf up left. Like we write in a book, right? If there are already objects on that shelf, well, so the next object will be coming right to those left objects, right? Okay. So now, that ball that you see in front of you, that gold ball, with your word, with your specific word to open any chakra you want, with that specific word you created on, written in gold, letters, capital letters. See that ball shining, shining with gold everywhere, okay? It shines, and it may shine as much as you want. There is no limit for this. It's a very, very powerful ball. It opens any chakra just at once. So we're going to bring that ball on the shelf. And you know, you can change its size. It may be a big, huge ball, and it may become smaller in order to come to that shelf. And you would be able to just make it bigger after, whenever you need it, okay? That's also one of your tools, to make things bigger and smaller, and to make them shine or not. So I'm going to count up to three. I'm going to count up to three, and I'm going to snap in my fingers. I'm going to help you to bring that gold ball on your shelf. I'm going to count up to three. At three, I'm going to snap in my fingers, and you will perceive, you will feel that ball coming towards your shelf. For some of you, that ball is already on your shelf. But from others, it would need time in order for you to be able to do this. So I'm going to help you and to give you that tool. And I'm going to visualize it with you, that that ball is coming directly to your shelf, upper left, next to the other objects, if there are any already on that shelf. One, two, three. Visualize that ball on that shelf, and it is there. Now, we're going to use that program, right? So, that's how we process. Visualize in front of you a white wall, a white screen. Bring, open your shelf, visualize that program's there, that gold ball, and just bring it out to that white wall. It's there on the wall. You see it, you perceive it, it's outside. So now you're able to take in and to take out objects on your shelf. It's like your telephone, your iPhone. There is that shelf. We're doing the exact same thing, okay? Now, visualize your chakra, your solar plexus chakra. Let's start with that one. Whatever it's open or not open, visualize its door. Leave your eyes open. Visualize its door. If it's already open, well, it's like we're going to put grease in order to be helping it to be able to open it faster or easier or whatever. If it needs to be open, well, this will open it. Visualize now that that ball goes close to that chakra.
with that message. And as soon as it's next to it, then visualize that you're reading three times loud that message, that word, which is written on it. As soon as you do this, visualize that those doors open, and they open. And that's magic. Those doors, they open, and it feels good. And of course, as it's gold energy that goes through it, wow. Everything that needs to be released there gets released the same way we processed before. Visualize energy getting out of that chakra, whatever color it may be before. As soon as it gets out, it's white. Divine energy gets lighter and lighter and goes to the universe in order to be helping others. Of course, now we have to deal with that ball because we want to put it back on the shelf, right? So we are bringing that ball back to its shelf. And see, all of you are able to do it alone now because you know now how to do it. And it works. What I've been doing is I've been helping you to create some objects. I've been able to give you the tools in order to be able to create a shelf, put that object in a shelf, and teach you how to bring it back, to get it in, and to how to use it. Okay? You'll be able to do it on your own. Then you will be able also to create your own tools. Whatever it is. Just visualize that whatever program you create, it has to have an image linked to it, right? An image. We created a ball. Well, you saw that ball. It has to have an image. You can create a song, but that song has to have an image linked to it in order to be able to be put on that shelf. Can be an object, whatever. Okay. Now, let's go on the healing. Stay focused on your crystal ball. That crystal ball is white now. Visualize it white. See? So now you're able to do something else. You are able also to just change the color of your own crystal ball. For those who don't see it yet, I'm going to help you to be able to change that color. Visualize your crystal ball. I'm going to count up to three. At three, as soon as I will snap in my fingers, that crystal ball is going to become white and very shiny white. One, two, three. Visualize it, it glows, it shines. Yes. Yes, you feel it. Now visualize that energy from up there gets towards you, through you. Feel it. I know it feels good. Yes. Let it come through you. Yes. Feel all the pain that gets released from everywhere of your body. Now you know how to do it. It might be your right knee that hurts you. Well, visualize it as that pain goes away. All that dust gets away from you, pain, and it gets whiter and whiter and lighter and becomes energy again for the universe to be used. Now, you're going to visualize that that energy that comes through you is going to create shield all around you that protects you. It's your aura everywhere. That's good. That's good. Okay. Now, we're going to open the heart. Open your heart. As you're now protected, you may open your heart the way you want. Visualize your doors of that chakra. Have a precise vision of that door. Visualize it, it slightly opens. You know what? You want to do it yourself? Let's go for that. If it doesn't open by itself, you know what to do. Get to your crystal ball, open your shelf, see that ball, that gold ball, create that wall in front of you, that white wall, bring that ball outside. Now bring that ball close toward your heart. Say three times the word that's written on it. And I'm going to snap in my fingers. I'm going to count up to three. I'm going to snap in my fingers. And you will see that door is getting open. 1, 2, 3. It works. I know it works for all of you. Take your time. Visualize that door getting open. Visualize. Let it see it opened. And remember that you made it open yourself. You were able to open it by yourself. That's the most important thing. Now that this chakra is open also, bring that ball, that gold ball, back on its shelf, as you all know how to do it. Yes. As this chakra is open, stay focused on your crystal ball. Yes. So that energy keeps coming through you and heals you. For some of you, you will be able to use those tools in order to heal yourself. For some others, you will be able to use those tools in order to increase your abilities to visualize, your abilities to be able to create tools. For some others, you'll be able also to teach this with your words, with your method. The only thing that is very important is that you help those people to get grounded. That's the first step. If they are not grounded, then it's going to be more difficult for them to go on. Yeah, I know you feel that energy. You feel something that goes through you. I know you feel it, and it feels good. The more you do this exercise, the more you clean yourself. The more you get closer and closer to your own soul. And it feels good. I know it feels good. because I can feel it. Now, I'm going to give you another tool for you to feel your own energy. You're going to visualize a triangle. A triangle which is above your head, pointing, so it's three corners, right? And that triangle, you put it on the horizontal plan, right? And you may visualize it's pointing in front of you, right? So you've got one side in front of you, and one side on your left, and one side on your right. And it's above you, above your head, okay? And it's right on top of your head, on the same line as your crystal ball, okay? Let's say about the size, it's about, let's say, 10, 15 centimeters one side, in inches, and it's pointing towards you, towards in front of you, right? So it's in the horizontal plane, pointing towards you, and you've got one side left, one side right. So that makes the three corners. And it's about 10, 15 centimeters for one side, which will be in inches, let's say 4 to 6 inches. Great, thank you. Okay, visualize that this triangle all is three lines that connected are just divine pure white energy glowing. Okay? You're going to visualize that that triangle with all that divine energy goes through you, and it takes the time it has to take. At some, when it reaches some of your chakras, you may want to go slower. For some other chakra, it's easy, you can go faster as soon as it gets down. We're going to reach your crystal ball. So let it come, let it be. But as you do this, you still focus on your crystal ball, right? You are in your crystal ball, and you're calling that triangle that comes through you, right? You call it, and you visualize it, you see it, you perceive. When that triangle gets into you, you perceive it, and you know where it is. You know exactly where it is on its way to go down to the crystal ball. Some of you, right now, it may be right there. And if you see that it's blocked, or it can't go fast, or it's hard for it to go down, visualize that it shines. It shines with white, white divine energy, and it shines. And as it shines, it releases the blockages that there are there. And then you visualize it, it's able to go lower and lower. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? And I know you felt it. And it works. And it's funny because where it was blocked, it's not blocked anymore. It's open. So you visualize it go down and down and down and down. And as it gets down, you feel more and more energy, and you feel more and more, it's like vibrating energy in all your body. Might be on your back, maybe on your shoulders, maybe on your, around your head, whatever. There is something that's happening inside of you. Something weird, but something that you know. Something that deeply inside of you, you know, you feel just like, I know it's me. It's me coming in my body. It's my energy. It feels like you. For each of you, it's different energy. And you visualize that triangle, and it gets in you, releases the blockages as these go through. And finally, you visualize it getting inside, inside that crystal ball. And it shines there. It shines inside of your crystal ball. That's your energy. What you feel is you. It is the energy that people feel when they get around you, that they get close to you. They feel this. But usually we don't feel our own energy. We only feel the energy of others. For the first time ever, you're able to feel your own energy. And it feels good, I tell you. It feels good because as soon as you get close to that energy, you know who you are. You know what good person you are. You might have tears. Some people, for the first time, they feel it, they have tears that come. Because they say, wow, that's me? Is this me? That person just needed more confidence in herself in order to see and to perceive who she really is. For some others, just like, wow, that's me. I know it's me. Wow, that's me. For some others, it might be, well, I know that's my energy, but yes, I perceive it stronger now. For each person is different. The perception is different. What counts is that you get linked with your own energy and you will be able to do it again and again anytime you want. So that triangle, you're going to keep it inside of that crystal ball. So you're going to visualize it on that shelf again. From that inside of that crystal ball, you open your shelf and you put that triangle, whatever the size needs to be fit in. Well, if you need to reduce it to the size of, so it fits in that shelf, right? And you know what? You will be able to create another triangle next day, and you will be able to bring it back inside the same way as we have done. And then it will be more and more of your own energy, right? And as soon as it will be back in your crystal ball, then you will be able to add it. It's like energy. You will be adding it to that triangle on that shelf to reinforce it, to make it bright, light, even brighter. Okay? And that's important. Doing this, you increase the connections that you have with your own energy. You increase your confidence because you're building up your soul. You're giving back your soul all its tools. All those tools were already encoded in you, but you needed to visualize it. You needed to get access back again to those tools. That's you. Well, time flies. I'm happy that you have experienced all this today. I would like you to focus again, one more time, on that crystal ball. You have seen that
even on focusing on a simple crystal ball, we have been able to do many different works with it. So it's not only grounding, it's way more than this. We will be working on that soul many, many, many times. This recording was made at Soulworks, a nice holistic place in Saskatoon, Canada. It's a great vibration place. So, you will be keeping that energy that you have been working on and with today. You will be keeping that vibration all your day long. It will be in you, inside of you. And I'm going to count one more time, up to three, in order to encode that vibration into you. So you will be able to get access to it anytime you want. And of course, doing this, we're going to create another object which will correspond to the exact vibration of the work that we have been doing today. So you're going to visualize whatever object or whatever image you want to that's linked to the work that we have done today. And of course, as soon as you will be able to see that picture, you will know that it's linked to that work that we have done about building up self-confidence, about feeling good and opening all your chakras. So visualize it. I will count up to three. At three, I will snap in my fingers and that image will come directly in your shelf next to the other objects that we have been creating. One, two, three. Thank you very much for all of you. Take your time. Just open your eyes and feel free to just feel your fingers as you slightly move them. Join me on Facebook whenever you want, johnmartinhealer.com, and leave me a message. I would really appreciate this. Take care and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.